Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back. 17 Till, thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. You got whatever's on your mind, from starting to running to growing your business to capitalizing it to hiring, firing, marketing, the new world of mobile. That's a big part of our most recent work, and also divesting yourself of your business, whether you'd be closing it up or selling it or transferring it, whatever. We've got something there that will help you. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out the new video. We've got a new one that will go up today. And, of course, take the poll question right there on the homepage. Russell Brown's helping us with succession planning right now, and he's doing a great job. He's the author of Preparing Your Business for Sale and Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business and the Outstanding Business Valuation Program, BizPricer, BizPricer.com. Russell, succession planning, you know, I was thinking that once you get to the point where you're within, say, 10 years of thinking about retiring, and you're hiring, you're in the process of hiring a key person or somebody who could become a key person, or you already have a person employed that could become a key person, a significant manager, that you start thinking about that person becoming your successor to buy you out. I mean, it's a good, you don't even have to talk to them about it necessarily, at least not initially, but just train them to the point where they could run the business, and then it's just a matter of finding where the capital comes from, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true, and a lot of times,
I guess my point is don't count on finding the right person with the money who can run the business when you want to, you know, you need to have plan. One of your plans need to be to grow a successor.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Have you read my book? I know that you've got plenty of experience in this area, and you're spot on that. It takes quite a bit of time. The grooming process, you got to think back to how long it took you really to learn the business and the ins and outs, mm-hmm. and the customer base and what works and doesn't work and all of that stuff. And it takes a long time to pass that information along.
That customer base thing, that's a big part,
isn't
it? That customer base thing
is
huge.
Oh, it's very huge. And sometimes you find that a business really is the relationship between the business owner and the customer base.
For a small business, that's the real goodwill value, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, this is just, even in the case of buying a business, I very strongly advise buyers, you have to look into this relationship issue between the current owner of the business and their customer base. You know, there's a lot of different variables here, but mm-hmm. but in a lot of cases, I've seen where the customers are paying they're paying premium price for whatever service or product the company's providing, and don't even think about going looking at the competition to see if they can get a better price because they've been doing business with old Joe there for 30 years.
Well, it's not that people throw money away, but Joe has been not only delivering what they wanted, but giving them peace of mind in terms of knowing that Joe's going to be there when I need him. Peace of mind
them.
Is huge when business on Main Street. Peace of mind is huge on Main Street.
Exactly. And this is not bad. It's not a bad thing. But in the case of when you sell, when a business is sold, frequently that alliance isn't felt anymore. So the so the traditional customers of the business take that as an opportunity to say, well, you know, I don't know his, if it's a succession thing, I don't really know his son that well, or his daughter, or whoever's taking over, or if it's sold to somebody. So a stranger, they don't know him at all, and so they
it's a
say,
different,
well,
it's
you know,
a different
now's
taste.
The time to look around, and they may find that they can get the product or service at somewhat better terms, and and it might be a good time to make that change and boost your bottom line a little bit, and because you're going to be dealing with an unknown entity either way, so you got to watch out for that. And And so you may find that right after the sale, you'd sale the business, the product service sales drop dramatically or in some manner. And so you got to look out for that.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly there are businesses that sell only to strangers, and there's many customers, and, you know, loss of a few doesn't matter.
But when you've allowed your customers to get to know the ultimate buyer over maybe years, to the point where they're more important to that relationship than you are as the owner, that's the kind of direction you want to move in with your succession planning. Russell, give us your website, please. Tell us how we can find you and the BizPricer, too.
All right, that's BizPricer.com, and just www.bizpricer.com, and you'll get to the website, and it has my books and software and lots of free information.
Yeah.
I believe in I'm the old school on the internet. So
what's BizPricer, $99 for one time purchase?
BizPricer is we've come out with a new version.
Hold on to that thought, Russell. We're gonna take a quick break, folks. Intel.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.